Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to my show today. It is a very, very special show. Today is the Harvest Moon, and it's also the Friday the 13th, which is very interesting because they both hold a lot of emotion, a lot of strength, and a lot of power. So the full moon is all about manifestation. It's all about deep intuition, deep insight, deep emotional retrospect, and moving forward within your psychic awareness. We are going to go directly into the callers, and the first caller is going to come from the 229 area code, 229 area code. Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes,
how am
ma'am.
I able
my
to
name...
help you this evening?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin, and I want to ask two questions. I've been in and out of the hospital, and the doctor told me that I had congestive heart failure, but they just told me this, and my primary care doctor, he hasn't told me. The other doctors has told me. But I go and I go and see a cardiologist on the 16th, which is Monday, I believe. He's going to check my heart out because I have something like AFib, which I have had it ever since I was a kid, and I joined the Marine Corps with. So my question is, do you see any improvement with my health? Because I'm a diabetic and I'm also gaining a lot of weight, but today I had lost a pound. So I don't know what's going on. I don't eat much and not a big eater. I try to stay away from all the junk food, but that seemed to be my biggest problem. And because I have, you know, I'm real stressed and depressed. And I just want to know, what do you see going on with me with my health? Because I used to be a football coach here in Georgia, and I went to a ball game about 3 weeks ago, and I got out of my car to walk, and I started walking towards the field, towards the stadium. And it felt like I could breathe, but I was like gassing for air, like I was like, oh, I'm drained already. So the doctors, they did x-rays, they did MRIs, and all of this, they said that I do not have coronary heart disease, but I, you know, so they gave my blood thinner. So I don't know what's really wrong with me. I don't know. Do you see my health improving in the weight? Like, you know, I know I need to lose weight because I have gained about close to 90-something pounds within a year or two.
There are a few things that are coming up in your reading, and I see that for a very long time, your life has been a balancing and a juggling act. It's almost like you're not being absolutely true with the fact that you need to change your perspective on many things within your life.
Right.
So the issue with you basically is you're not at peace. You've not felt like the joy, the completion of things. It's almost like you feel that there are a few things that are left undone, some words that are left unsaid, and some things that you didn't begin that are haunting you and harboring you in your heart. the situation with your heart, anything on a spiritual plane always manifests on a physical plane. So a lot of the things that are happening to you are actually physical manifestations of spiritual things that have been eating you alive for about, I would say, 9 years. There's something about 9 years ago that is coming across very clearly within this reading. And
this
basically what's is coming across is you have not felt welcome, you have not felt supported, but basically you've done a lot of that feeling for yourself. You haven't supported yourself. You haven't welcomed yourself to the different stages in your life. And you've lived within a very odd and painful circle of regret, fear, self-loathing, and a lot of resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have a balancing act going on with your health and your relationships and your life, but the situation with your health, even though it is incredibly important for you to continue and be kind and gentle as far as your nutrition and the way that you're able to make peace with a lot of things, this is all a representation of different aspects of your life that have eaten you to the core and have made a lot of things very explosive within your own body and soul. There is some unfinished business.
Yeah.
And basically, all of the stuff that is happening right now is asking you right now, as far as the moon energy and what's coming across, is that there is a need for you to change the perspective from feeling powerless to feeling powerful. The powerlessness comes from the situation now of not being at peace, of not seeing yourself as someone who has the life lessons that you've learned, as feeling as though you're not enough.
Yes.
So all of these things are making you sick. They really are. And yes, there are certain things going on within yourself, but the psychic projection that you have of the feeling powerless, of the negative
mm-hmm.
thoughts that you've had, and of the comments and actions of other people have definitely affected you. You have another question that you mentioned. I know that you mentioned the health. The health is a projection of a large volume of resentment, negative actions and thoughts of other people. And also, everything that's happening in your life is asking you to change your perspective on things, to look at things very differently, and to also be very kind and gentle to yourself. Because you do have the power to heal a very large portion of the pain that you have, and the rest, of course, is God's hand with medicine and compassionate care, but it's a lot of internal introspection that the moon is calling you to do at this time.
Yes. So I can, you said about 9 years ago, I remember because my brother, he passed away in 2010. And it took a lot out of me. Yes, ma'am.
That came through clear, like your brother came very clear. The spiritual element came very clear with that nine to talk to you about that nine and to let you know that that's where everything started going downhill for you.
Yes,
You went from feeling somewhat whole and strong and resilient to feeling demoralized.
In 2009, my mother, she passed away. And mm-hmm. about 7 months later, my favorite brother, mm-hmm. he passed away. And you are so right on. My mother passed and my brother passed, because my father, he passed.
Mm-hmm.
He passed when I was just getting out of boot camp in the Marine Corps. He passed when mm-hmm. I was like 18 years old. But when they passed, and then just coming up, 2016, my son, he accidentally got shot, and he was paralyzed in the mm-hmm. bed for about a year and a half, and then he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Lord, I don't know what to do. And I'm the type of person that I'm very motivated, and I can motivate other people, especially I work with a lot, mm-hmm. you know, I used to work with a lot of kids, and I used to motivate them on the football field. And now I'm on disability. I went from walking mm-hmm. 5 miles three times a week to I can walk, but I get tired, not tired, but like breathless. And then I have to mm-hmm. stop and then catch my breath. And it has stuck a lot to do with my weight. I just went to the mm-hmm. doctor, to the ER tonight, and they did an x-ray. They said mm-hmm. it was clear. They gave me something for mm-hmm. Infection. But they also said to be mindful about congestive heart failure. So mm-hmm. I'm not taking anything for congestive heart failure, but I'm just taking something like a clot for clot arteries, just a precaution where I won't get any arteries clot around my heart.
That would be like a coumadin, like a blood thinner.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Anna, can I have your second question, please? We're pressed for time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. And my second mm-hmm. question is that, okay, I'm on disability, mm-hmm. but I had to file for my back pay on disability. So I went to court on the 9th of this month, which was Monday. Mm-hmm. And the judge, she was a female, and my attorney, he's a male, but he has not done nothing. And all the documentation, all the medical records, everything shows I'm already receiving a check. But my question is, am I going to be rewarded with my back pay and an increase of my monthly salary of what I'm receiving now?
It says that everything is coming through as far as a yellow light. A little more paperwork.
Yes.
A little more red tape and rhetoric, but yes, I do see a very profitable and prosperous ending to this, but it's not going to be on the immediate moment, on the immediate side. It's going to take a little bit, and I do see that, yes, that she did move things in your favor, but I don't see the same from your lawyer. I see that your lawyer is weighing it, but I don't think he has the capability and the capacity, really. And you have favor in this situation.
Yes.
Because I don't see the lawyer having the proper oomph for this. But he's okay, but I don't see it.
Yeah, he done nothing. Mm-hmm. And I told him, you know, he done nothing. So when this is all said and done, I'm gonna file a complaint against this. I'm disabled, and I had to go get up all the paperwork and do all mm-hmm. the paperwork and get it submitted. And just like today, I did submit the paper that the judge wanted to prove that, you know, that when I was sitting on my job, she wanted proof. And so there was a beautiful angel that came. When I called the corporate office where I used to work at, typed me up a paper and emailed it to me. So now I have faxed it to the attorney mm-hmm. today. But now mm-hmm. I'm going to do a walk-in and give it to the judge at the Social Security's office. So how far out am I?
I'm telling you, how far out? I would say around 3 months or so. It's going to be a little more red to me, but everything is going to definitely work out in your favor. We're going to move on slowly to 212. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. How can I help you this evening?
Well, I actually have a question about the legal situation that I find myself in. That's question number one. My lawyer is actually going to be negotiating with my organization's lawyer, or I should say the organization that I work for's lawyer, tomorrow. And I'm just wondering
if you see that the settlement will be to my favor.
I do see that the settlement will be in your favor. But I do feel that there was some haste. There was a haste involved in this situation, which worked in your favor. There are two different knights, which is the Knight of Swords and the Knight of Wands, Page of Wands, Page of Pentacles. I do see both sides of this. Your side worked a little bit, you know, on the impulsive side, and they're hoping that their patience and they want to wear you out, basically. They basically want to wear you out so that you get tired and you get more included in the red tape. But I see that you're moving forward. The issue is that they have a patience for this. They're holding on to this as long as they can to wear you out and get you tired. You do have a victory star, which works in your favor, but they have time. So you're basically working against time and a lot of patience. They basically want to wear you out until you get tired and give you the payout whenever they want. So this situation is calling for you to have a lot of strength. And by strength, I don't mean warrior, a Superman type of strength. I'm talking about the strength of resilience, the strength of intelligence and intellect while dealing with the patient people there that are basically trying to wear you out so that when you do receive what will come to you, that there's some sort of enjoyment and some sort of peace, you know, with the legality of everything that's happening. It's calling for you to have patience and strength, but strength to be able to deal with these type of warlike energies that come with battle as far as court, law, argument, and any type of misunderstanding or doing right when something was wronged. Do you know what am I coming across clear?
Yeah, I'm wondering though if this means that because there's like several different scenarios that my lawyer is proposing, and in one of them is for me to stay on at my current organization for maybe another month or month and a half at, you know, a cut rate because, you know, they're suffering financially, the organization that is. And, you know, in order to make it fair, I would work part-time instead of full-time. And the other scenario is for them to give me severance. And I'm not sure if what you mean is that the haste part on the part of my lawyer means that for me to take the severance package, you know, that would be a quick way out of the organization with the money
The haste. You're moving on to making the decision of whether you want to stay on or whether you want a settlement. But there seems to be a haste involved.
Well, I think that there is, well, I was told that I should make a decision by mid-September, and, you know, it's mm-hmm. going to be mid-September very soon, right? So
mm-hmm.
what it comes down to, you know, like I thought that tomorrow might even be my last day at work, and my lawyer is going to be consulting with the lawyer of the organization that I work for. So maybe that's basically what it comes down to.
The organization, that lawyer is coming across as a very strong-minded, intelligent, fair, and balanced individual. I'm sure that whatever went and happened, you will come out okay from this. You know, I can see that you're basically you're held and supported by the energy at this time. I don't see you being outed. I don't see the tower. I don't see a revolt. I see that there will be a lot of fairness in the outcome and the legality of the situation. But you are dealing with rigid-minded, rigid chiropath-type energy, sort of like church and state. That type of rigid nature, and then mm-hmm. with the haste on the other side, that's where the conflictive is coming through. So all of this is basically saying what came up for you is to know that you are supported, that whichever decision that you make, whether you want to stay on or not, whichever decision you're going to make will come out fine. What I'm getting here is to tell you that you don't have to save face. To do exactly what you feel is comfortable for you. You're not doing right or wrong by staying on board with them. You're not doing right or wrong by looking out for yourself and whatever makes you feel genuinely calm, balanced, and whole. If you don't feel that, you staying there is not going to extend you any type of extra financial benefit.
Well, I guess that brings me to question number two, because there is
mm-hmm.
a job that I would like to get, and I interviewed for it a long time ago, and the search is taking a way long time, longer than most people would expect. But today I went to the organization's opening night concert, and
mm-hmm.
I saw the person who would be my boss if I were to get the job. So I'm just wondering if you see me getting an offer, and if so, when? And this would actually help me decide whether I take a severance package or I stay on for a little bit longer. So, you know, because sometimes it helps to have a job still as you
mm-hmm.
look for another job.
That helps when the situation is merits for that, but not in all situations. You see, with the prior card that you had was the Fool, and that card is all about absolute trust in the universe, absolute trust, and know that you will be supported and guided.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I think that you've had difficulty making peace with. You kind of know it, but you kind of don't act on it. I can tell
mm-hmm.
that you're in tune to a lot of things, but you're not really in tune to going about the thing. You can think about it, but you don't go about and actually put it in practice. So that's part of the energy that's coming back, is to tell you to really put things in absolute practice this moment forward. As far as this job here, it says that the person that you saw is indeed a very kind, tolerant, and understanding person. He's been through a lot,
Oh, it's a she.
Doesn't matter the sex. It's the energy.
Okay.
In all spiritual way, it is just pure light. There is no gender. There is nothing else. It is just energy. It is that feeling that you get when you close your eyes about something. It's just energy. That
mm-hmm.
particular person, if that's easier, is just someone who has been through an absolute lot, but they're very kind and understanding. So I do see a positive connection there with the person that you encountered and with the forward movement towards the organization that you wanted to go to.
Oh.
There seems to be a creative element there. So whatever it has to do with creative art.
Yes, it's a musical organization.
Creative. Yeah, that's what's coming across, like a creative edge, artistic, you know, harmonious. So in general, this type of situation, and especially the person that you came across, is someone very humble, open-minded, very in tune, very reflective, and very kind. So I do see something very positive as far as what you were asking. I do see a green color, which represents going forward and a positive outcome with you connecting with that organization that you wanted. It just calls you to be light because you've had a tendency to be very heavy and to be kind of rigid with a lot of your flow and a lot of your ideology. So connecting to this asks you to be light, more in tune, self-reflective, and just lighthearted.
Okay.
Without
All
making
right.
rash decisions and do everything knowing that you will, you know, have that full energy, which is that you will be taken care of. But if this connection to artistic, I see it very positive, and I see a very good positive, you made a very good impression.
Okay, good. So then tomorrow I will follow up via email asking her what the next steps are, or, you know, like that would be kind of
mm-hmm.
presumptuous, right? I would ask what the status of the search is and where I stand, and then see
mm-hmm.
how she does.
Absolutely. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Yes. 303, 303, hello, 303.
Hi, isn't this a half-hour show?
Yes.
So there's 2 minutes left.
It might
left
be a half-hour show, but it goes on for a good 10 more minutes or so.
Okay. So I was going to just say, never mind, you do your intro and hang up. I promise I will not take 15 minutes like the other callers have. Please don't. Please try to get more people in. Just wanted to give you some feedback on that. So I don't know if you need a question. I have some heavy-duty family issues happening at the moment. And without going into any of the story, any of the details, it's devastated my life. And I am processing a whole lot of stuff. And they are different individuals. One of the relationships cannot be saved. It cannot be saved at all. The other one is a male, one is a female. One cannot be saved at all. The male one maybe can, but I don't know yet. So I just wanted to see
I see with the female there is a lot of very serious emotional problems. Very devastating, serious emotional problem. They've given up on life and themselves and everybody. And truthfully, this is one of those situations where you must be able to love, but at the same time love yourself enough not to become damaged by the love that you give someone else. I was having a conversation with someone before, and I said, you can help someone to a certain point, but if they want to drag you into your own death, then you have to be able to love them from far.
Right.
As far as the gentleman here, the young man comes across as needing distance or as having
yep.
distance between you.
Yep.
Physical or emotional,
yep.
but more physical than emotional.
Well, there's a physical separation. I mean, there's a physical distance regardless of the problem. We live in different states, so it is a physical distance regardless.
Yeah, the separation of space is coming across here because somehow
yep.
that is very important. You know, it's almost like in your life you've always been able to fare better and do better when a situation is closer, when you have more control, so you don't feel you have control. You don't feel that you can access and help and be there to the point where you have in the past that makes you feel comfortable. This entire situation has made you feel incredibly uncomfortable. You're out of your
I just thought that I've lived at great distances from all of my family for most of my life, in fact. So the physical distance doesn't really affect me like it does other people. I don't need to see people to work things out like other people do. I'm not
mm-hmm.
like that. I like have been away from my family. I like the distance. I do better with the physical distance because my family relationships are really fucked up. So I prefer the distance. But in this particular case, the distance is not
in
only
this case, it is a problem.
Helpful, but it's also kind of problematic
mm-hmm.
because of the issues that we need to address. So it's kind of a double-edged
mm-hmm.
sword. Yeah.
I do see temperance. I do see a resolve in this situation, and I do see a divine power at work, especially on the gentleman side. As far as the girl, it is painful, but you have to allow the powers and the universe that be to heal and guide because it's out of your league.
Oh, I know.
It's out of your league in such a way that you're not qualified for this.
Nobody is.
No, you're not qualified, and I don't mean it in a bad way. There are times and there are events and places where someone needs a professional help.
Right.
I don't think that you're qualified for this because it can bring about your own destruction.
Right.
So sometimes good intent can bring destruction. And this situation
right.
is calling you to take a step back and to know that this is not your war to fight. And
that's
I don't
right.
mean it
that's
in a bad way. I mean that
right.
there are things that you have to do for yourself at this time.
Yeah.
And even though you have a lot of concern, concentrate on him. Because it's not in your place. It's not for you to go there and help
right.
this person. It
well,
is
I'm
way
not
beyond
in
your
that. I'm not interested in
you
having
can.
That person in my life ever again. I'm not going to belabor it. That person
mm-hmm.
well, I hope I never, ever, ever cross paths with that person again ever in my life. That relationship
mm-hmm.
has been destroyed by her. The young man
mm-hmm.
is the only possible redemption, but I don't know that even whether it can or will be redeemed.
Yes, it can
and
be redeemed.
Because it's up to that person. That person is the one who has done wrong, not me. And that person is much younger than I am, and that person is much less emotionally aware than I am, and that person
mm-hmm.
has an amazing intellectual capacity, you know,
mm-hmm.
science,
mm-hmm.
math,
mm-hmm.
you know, like what I would call male logic kind of, you know, math, that kind of
yeah,
thing, but emotionally
he's
very,
survive.
Very young.
He's had to survive here. He's had
what?
To survive. He's had to be resilient. He's a survivor.
No, he's not. He's a coward, and he has said that. He's not a survivor at all. He's had the easiest life you could imagine.
No. It's not about easy life. In order to be able to achieve everything, even if you've had an easy life, you've still had to apply yourself. So he's outwitted everybody.
He has applied himself.
He's outwitted everybody.
Career.
Smart as a car.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. He's outwitted everybody.
He's emotionally very, very young. His life experience is very limited. He has not had much struggle in his life. He has had most things handed to him. I'm not going to say he's spoiled, but he does not know what a hard life is. He does not know.
Mm-hmm.
You need to believe me on that. I know him. I know his life. He's my family. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
He has I don't want to say spoiled, but very, very, he wanted for nothing. He wanted for
mm-hmm.
nothing. Educationally, he had it all. He has it all. But he did some really wrong things here. And his emotional maturity is far below his intellectual maturity.
Wow.
And he's not a child, by the way. He's a grown man. You know how some
mm-hmm.
people, like some people, they're born so gifted. They're amazing rocket scientists, but they cannot conduct a social conversation. They don't know how to interact
with
people.
That's the way it is. That's why when a woman always says, "I want a perfect guy," I just say to myself, "He's definitely going to be a perfect guy, but he's going to be able to cook."
he
won't be able to
life.
Do something else.
Mm-hmm. His life was very easy. He did not struggle. He did not have a hard life. He has not had a hard life. He's had challenges like we all have, but his life has been very, very blessed. Mm-hmm. And he has been loved immensely from the day he was born. So I don't know where you got the thing. I don't even know what the topic. I'm sorry, we kind of veered off because he did wrong. He's done wrong, and he knows this, and he knows this. That's I don't know that it could be repaired, but it's up to him. And if you're dealing with a second grader in a 40-year-old body, just because you're 40 doesn't mean you are an adult. You know, emotionally. So anyway, that's all I would just kind of want to see, you know. I don't want to debate this anymore. It's just that the man that I know and the man that you saw here are not the same man.
mm-hmm.
He's got a very blessed, abundant life.
Financially and physically.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, for sure. Physically, yeah. Yeah, this man.
Yes,
hello.
914.
Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Please make it as fast as possible.
Yes, okay. Will Melissa find the money for the project that she's hired me for?
Yes, she will.
Wow. Should I?
Because you know what? People are routing around, and it looks like there are many, many people that want this to be successful. So you don't just have one person with good intention. You have many people that want to help.
Wow, yes, that's true. And is my project, the one I gave her that starts with the letter I, should I allow her to help me on that one as well?
I think you should, because she has a lot of emotional sense and a lot of balanced energies and a lot of excellent connections that would help. So I think it will definitely flow like water. It would bring a freshness. it would eliminate the stagnation of it, and it will revive and give it new energy, which is something very important because it's something that has been an issue for you, reviving it and keeping it fresh.
Wow. How can we get in touch with you? Because you're just, like, amazing. You hit on everything and with me in just 2 minutes.
Oh, but you can jump on. I'm connected on Facebook, so you can do that. And also you can send me a note via Blog Talk and I can receive it.
Oh, you can do that? Oh, I didn't realize you can do that. Oh, fantastic.
Uh-huh. Yes, you can. So my message to you is to keep resilient, keep blessed, keep beautiful, light a few beautiful white candles, and speak your intention, especially on this beautiful full moon. Bathe yourself with beautiful water, add a teaspoon of honey, and just speak beautiful, positive, intense. As you lavish your body and also connect to that white candle that can illuminate you, especially on this full moon energy that we have upon us, which is very important because it is a super moon.
Wow. I'm a Cancer, too, so that's my ruling. Is that tonight or tomorrow?
Definitely. Light your candle. Make sure it's white. White, beautiful 7-day candle. And when you bathe, cup of water with 1 teaspoon of honey. Cover yourself with that. Speak it into existence, all your wonderful things that you want to manifest and would give you so much joy to see. And then wash it and rinse it off. And when you wash and rinse it off, you just say to yourself that anything that is impeding it, anything that can prevent it or try to give you any drama or anything like that, that it goes right out and it goes right down through the bath water so that it's recycled into positive energy.
Wow.
So use the energy of this full moon to charge up your crystals, to take a cup of olive oil, put it outside your window, and in the morning, bring it back in your house and use it to anoint yourself during the year and anoint positive things. Just anoint your forehead and use it under your perfume as that channel strong energy of a wonderful, wonderful full moon, the harvest moon, a super moon, which is all about embracing and receiving and reconnecting, reestablishing positivity, faith, prosperity, goodness. Take some oil and put it outside of your windowsill. Let it charge up with that energy and bring it in the morning. And then use it. You can put it in a little perfume bottle. Use it through the year when you have something important that you need to go and do. And just anoint yourself with that. And bring that strong energy with you. And in the future, you can as well use a few of the drops of the oil in your bath so that you channel that strength of that energy, of that goddess energy.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And Is that tonight or tomorrow to put the oil out?
This is tonight. You can do it now. You can just take a little bit, put it outside your window in a cup or in a jar, and then put it, you know, in another bottle tomorrow, and then use it through the year. Use it by the drop through the year and speak to it. Speak positivity, light, and love to it. Speak to it. It is alive.
Wow, that's beautiful. You're just a treasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget the honey water bath. Light your candles, positive intent, and take that wonderful energy of the supermoon. Use those drops of oil underneath your perfume and just channel channel, and speak positivity as you're walking, as you're bathing.